This is the Sakar Murli of 30th of March, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have to look after the sacrificial fire created by Shiv Baba. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire for attaining self-sovereignty. Question. Which children have respect for this sacrificial fire? Answer. The children who know the speciality of this sacrificial fire understand that through it they change from shells into diamonds. The whole of this old world is to be sacrificed into it. Even your old bodies have to be sacrificed into it. Don't perform any actions against the law through which there would be obstacles to the sacrificial fire. It is when you pay such attention that you can have such respect for it. Song. Mother, O Mother, you are the bestower of fortune for the world. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. Those poor people who composed the song don't even know the mother. They have heard the name Jagadamba, World Mother, but no one, apart from you children, knows who she was or what she did when she was here. Since there is the World Mother, there must also be the father and daughters and sons. Those who go to Jagadamba, idol, do not have this awareness in their intellects. They just worship the idol. They beg in front of the goddess. This is an imperishable sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. The creator of it is the mother and father, and the same applies to you. You too are creators of this sacrificial fire. You have to look after this sacrificial fire very well. There should be a lot of respect for this sacrificial fire. A sacrificial fire is looked after very well. This is the head office and it has many branches as well. Mama, Baba and you children all become like diamonds in the future through this sacrificial fire. Therefore, you have to look after such a sacrificial fire with so much love and respect. There should be so much love for it. This is the sacrificial fire of our Mama, Jagadamba. The sacrificial fire of Mama and Baba is also our sacrificial fire. This sacrificial fire has to grow so that many children can come here and claim their inheritance from the father. Some are not able to accept invitations because they don't have time, so invitations should be given to others. The name of it is the sacrificial fire of knowledge to attain self-sovereignty. Your old bodies too have to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. Belong to the Father. This sacrificial fire is not a building. This is an unlimited aspect. It is the sacrificial fire into which the whole world is to be sacrificed. As you progress further, you will see just how much regard there is for this sacrificial fire. Many here don't have any regard for it. There are so many children of this sacrificial fire. Children continue to be born. There should be so much respect for this sacrificial fire, but there are many who don't value it at all. This is such a great sacrificial fire in which human beings change from shells into diamonds, from corrupt beings into elevated beings. This is why Baba says, you may continue to create sacrificial fires, but if even one person becomes elevated through that, then that is his great fortune. There are hundreds of thousands of temples, etc. No one becomes elevated there. Here you only need to have 3 square feet of land. Anyone who comes here should be able to transform his life totally. There should be so much honor given to this sacrificial fire. Many children write to Baba, Baba, should I open a sacrificial fire in my home? Baba replies, Acha, child, you may make that into a land of the sacrificial fire. Someone or other will benefit. This sacrificial fire has great importance. This is the land of the sacrificial fire, where children continue to benefit others. There has to be a lot of respect for such a sacrificial fire, but they don't have that much regard for it because of not having this full knowledge. There are many who cause obstacles to this sacrificial fire. This is Shiv Baba's sacrificial fire. The mother and father are together. You don't receive anything from this Mama and Baba. Everything you receive is from the Unlimited Father. He is the only one. Mama and Baba are bodily beings. The incorporeal one doesn't have a body of his own. Therefore the Father says, don't become a slave of the corporeal one. Constantly remember me alone. This Baba also remembers me. People remember Rama, Krishna, Brahma, etc., whose pictures they have shown. However, it isn't like that. There, no one remembers anyone. Once they have received their reward, what need would there be for them to remember anyone? We have become impure and we therefore have to remember him in order to become pure. The praise is of just the one. The praise of this one is because of that one. You don't have to remember any bodily beings. You receive his introduction through a bodily being, but you still have to remember that one. Baba too is a bodily being. He, Shiva, gives the introduction of everyone. But there are many senseless children who say that they can take this knowledge directly from Shiv Baba through inspiration. If it were like that, what need would there be for that one to enter this chariot? There are many who think, what connection do I have with this corporeal one? The Father says, Man above, remember me. However, he says that through this one, does he not? You maintain regard number-wise. Only those who are to sit on the throne number-wise will maintain regard. Mama and Baba will be the first ones to sit on the throne of the kingdom, and you then have to follow them. Many subjects have to be created. The status is also very high. There is no question of fear in this. When a person goes in an aeroplane for the first time, he is afraid. Some even go to the moon. It is a matter of practice. However, there is not going to be any benefit through that. Only you understand this. They think that they will create their kingdom on the moon. However, nothing like that will happen. You children understand the downfall. You children understand about the downfall and the rise. There are pictures that show how Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule. Look how poor Bharat is today. This is something real. Those people have written it themselves. It should be written in the picture of the ladder. There the palaces will be sparkling with diamonds. Images of shells should be used for buildings here. Previously they had shells. In a Gurdwara, Sikh temple, they used to keep shells. Now no one even leaves money. The picture of the ladder is very good. You can write a great deal on it. There should also be a picture of the children together with Mama and Baba. At the top there should also be a tree of souls. New pictures will continue to be made. It will be easy to explain how the downfall takes place and how there is then the rise. We will go to the incorporeal world and then go into that corporeal world. It is very easy to explain this. If someone doesn't understand, you can understand that it is not in his fortune. The drama has to be seen as a detached observer. You children should have a lot of respect for this sacrificial fire. To take even a paisa, 1/100th of a rupee, of the sacrificial fire and give it to someone else without the mother and father's permission is a great sin. You are my children and you can be given whatever you need at any time. Why should you keep anything more than you need? You think that you might perhaps not have it later. However, by keeping it with you, your conscience bites, because you are doing something against the law. You can receive whatever you want at any time. The father says, at the end, anyone can die suddenly. Whatever sins you commit, all of that rubbish will appear in front of you at the end. This is why Baba always says, don't allow there to be any confusion within you. When your heart is clean, nothing will appear in front of you in the final moments. You continue to receive everything from this sacrificial fire. There are many children who have a lot of money. They are told, when there is a need, I will ask for it. They say, Baba, whenever there is a need, we are sitting here to provide. Although they don't stay pure and don't observe the precautions about food and drink, they pledge all the wealth they have. Baba, I have a lot of wealth. It is sitting idle and would be lost like that, whereas other people could eat from it. Therefore, just ask for it whenever you want. Baba replies, what am I going to do with it? If buildings have to be built, the money comes by itself. There are many children sitting in their own homes. Such children also claim a high status. The status of the subjects is no less. Many wealthy people are much wealthier than the kings. This is why there should be no such thoughts inside. You made a promise, Baba, whatever you feed us. However, when you don't follow that, there is degradation. The Father has come to grant salvation. If you don't claim a high status, that would be called degradation. There are many wealthy people there too. Some claim a high status and others claim a low status. You children should make effort according to Srimad. By following your own dictates, you deceive yourselves. The sacrificial fire of this knowledge is created by Shiv Baba. It is called the imperishable sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. Shiv Baba comes and gives you self-sovereignty. If it is not in their fortune, if they are not going to glorify the name, good points don't emerge from their lips, and they don't explain to anyone else. It would be said that it is still going to take time for the name to be glorified. Because of this, when you explain to others, you forget the main points. It also has to be explained. This imperishable sacrificial fire is of the knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. You can even write on the board, the whole of this old world is to be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire, and the Mahabharat war is just ahead for this. If you want to claim the status of self-sovereignty before destruction takes place, then come inside and claim it. You can write a great deal on the board. The aim and objective is also included in that. Down below write, you can receive the status of self-sovereignty. The writing should be as clear as possible so that anyone who reads it is able to understand. Baba gives you directions. Create such boards. Definitely write these words. As you make further progress, there will be a lot of impact of this sacrificial fire. There will be many storms. It is said the boat of truth will rock, but it will never sink. You have to go to that ocean of milk. Therefore your hearts should not be attached to this ocean of poison. Don't waste your time chasing after those who don't take this knowledge. The explanation is very, very easy. You were worthy of worship deities and have now become worshippers. The Father says, constantly remember me alone, and the alloy will be removed. Your sins will be burnt away. There is no other method. This is the correct method, but because there is a lot of body consciousness, you don't stay in yoga. When body consciousness finishes, you are able to stay in yoga. You will then reach your karmateet stage. At the end, you should not remember anything. Some children have so much attachment to certain things, don't even ask. They don't remember Shiv Baba at all. Such a father has to be purposely remembered. It is said, let your hands do the work and your heart remember the Father. Scarcely any of you are able to remember Baba in this way. One can tell everything from their behavior. They don't have regard for this sacrificial fire. This sacrificial fire has to be looked after very well. To look after it means to please Baba. You need to be cautious in every respect. The poor give their pennies to this sacrificial fire through which they become multimillionaires. There are mothers who have nothing, but they still give 1 or 2 rupees or half a rupee to the sacrificial fire, and they become multimillionaires because they bring it with great love, devotional feelings and happiness. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. I have come for you children. Some bring half a rupee and say, Baba, put a brick in the building in my name. Sometimes they even bring 2 handfuls of grain. They receive so much in return. Each grain becomes equal to a gold coin. It isn't that you have to sit and donate to the poor. Those people donate to the poor. There are many poor people like that in the world. If they were all to come and sit here, they would spoil one's head. Many ask if they can surrender themselves to this sacrificial fire. However, they have to be accepted with great care. It should not be that they come into this sacrificial fire and then create chaos. You have to become very charitable souls in this sacrificial fire. A lot of caution has to be observed. There has to be a lot of regard for this sacrificial fire from which we receive the livelihood for our bodies. To give anyone money that has been given to this sacrificial fire is a great sin. This money is for those who are changing from shells into diamonds, those who are engaged in doing God's service, however donating to the poor and performing charity have been taking place for birth after birth. While coming down, you only continued to become sinful souls. You children also hold exhibitions in small villages in order to give the Father's introduction. If even one poor person emerges, that too is good. There is no expense in that. Lakshmi and Narayan claimed the kingdom, but what expense did they incur? None at all. They didn't spend anything to claim the sovereignty of the world. Those people fight so much amongst themselves. They spend so much on explosives, etc. There is no question of any expense here. Claim the sovereignty of the world in a second, without spending even as much as a shell. Remember Alpha and then Beta, the kingdom is yours. The father says, as much as possible, please the Lord with your true hearts, and you will become the masters of the land of truth. No falsehood can continue here. You have to remember Baba. Don't think I am Baba's child anyway. There is great effort needed to have remembrance. If any sinful action is performed, there is a great loss. Your intellect would not be able to remain stable. Baba is experienced in this. Baba continues to tell you that some children consider themselves to be very clever. However, Baba says, great effort is required. Maya creates many obstacles. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Have a lot of respect for this sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Cooperate in creating a very pure and powerful atmosphere in this sacrificial fire. Look after it with a lot of love. 2. Don't keep anything hidden with you. When your heart is clean, all your hopes are fulfilled. Every pesa of this sacrificial fire is invaluable. Therefore, don't waste even a shell. Cooperate and make this sacrificial fire grow. Blessing. May you constantly keep all three aspects of time in front of you and become victorious and successful in every task you do. Those who are sensible in the world consider the beginning and the end of everything before they take any steps. In the same way here too, before you children carry out any task, first of all keep all three aspects of time in front of you and then act. Do not just look at the present time, but have unlimited understanding and perform every action and speak every word on the basis of having faith in victory and knowing the three aspects of time. You will then be said to be spiritual and extraordinary. Slogan: stay away from limited supports and make the One Father your support, and you will be able to go across. Avyakt signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Some children think that they know themselves and that they are fine, that others don't know them or recognize them, but that they will eventually be recognized. So just see what happens as you move forward. It is also a sweet sleep of carelessness for a soul who is an embodiment of this knowledge and an embodiment of remembrance. Those children whose foundation of faith is strong can never be hidden. They remain constantly fearless and carefree. Om Shanti.